I think recreational or medicinal should be legal.
So recreational, so let's say me and you wanted to have a joint here in the streets, that would be legal?
Yeah, no, I think so, yeah.
And do you think the officials, the guards, take a softly approach to it? Would you be a smoker yourself, or a marijuana smoker?
I am a smoker, and I think it depends. I think they do take a softly approach, but I think if they have other stuff that they want somebody for, they'll penalise them for it then, but I don't think they really care too much about it, like a little bit of smoke here and there.
And why do people like to smoke? Is it relaxing? What's the reason?
It's relaxing. Just enjoy it.
But for others, it can bring on panic attacks. It can bring on paranoia.
Yeah, I think it depends on the person as well and how much they're using. Or it'd be the same with like drink and stuff like that. If you drink too much, you'll have problems or whatever. So I think it depends on how much you use as well.
And do you think during lockdown, does it help people cope? Smoking marijuana?
It does and it doesn't. I'm sure it kind of helps with the boredom or whatever, but it wouldn't be something that they should be becoming too used to using as a crutch kind of thing.
And how expensive is it?
I could tell you, it's seven, you can get about 7 grams for about 100 euro.
And how many joints would you get out of 7 grams? I suppose it's how strong.
I don't know, it depends on how strong it is or how much you use it, yeah.
So you're saying people are smoking, just legalise it, get on with
it. Yeah, no, I think legalise the tax it and monitor it basically.
So make it legit, make it quality.
Yeah, make it, because it means as well that any problems, like, you know, like there's lots of people with alcohol problems, it's flushed out because it's legal, whereas if it's illegal, it's already an additional problem on top, whereas if it's legal, if people have problems, it's flushed out kind of thing, and it's obvious.
And what do you mean by flushed out?
If they have addiction problems, they don't have to hide it as much, and it's easier to get help, I think, if it's a legal problem. They feel they can stand up
and say, I have a drink problem.
Yeah.
But it's harder to say I have an issue with drugs.
I think it is because there's the legal side of it.
And do you have friends that smoke too much? Perhaps they could have had a successful career, but the joints got to them and they just never got motivated.
I have friends who at different points in their life would have smoked too much and stuff like that, and they would have been less motivated, but it hasn't stuck. Yeah, no, it hasn't stuck or been something that's kind of continued. It was just a phase of their life. It wasn't really something that kind of stuck with them.
And when will you have your next joint?
Probably the weekend.
Well, I think it was beneficial to people. Of course, I would legalize it. Yeah, make it that. Yeah, if it does them and solves it helps the issue for them, by all means do.
So they are rolling out medical cannabis for people who need it, for MS sufferers, and for people who have epilepsy who need it for compassionate reasons. They're in pain. Normal everyday medicine isn't working on them. For you though, should we follow the states, parts of America, some states have legalized it, should we legalize cannabis?
Yes, I would say yes, in that context, for anyone that is suffering from MS, depressions, and a would vote for them. Yeah, by all means, as regards the whole issue of legalized cannabis, I'm not 100% sure, but on the MS and people that suffer, by all means do.
Have you smoked it before?
As a young man, possibly come back about 40 years ago, with not a joint there, here and there, yes.
But not now.
Oh, no, I'm too old for it now.
And anecdotally, we're hearing on streets around the country, sometimes you would smell marijuana. It has a unique smell. When you're out and about, do you smell it?
I'd be a taxi driver and I'd know the smell of it immediately, yeah.
And you'd know?
I would know immediately.
You get hooked onto that, you can never get off it.
Do you see it as a gateway drug?
Yeah, as you go on to that, you end up going on drugs.
And then you feel you might end up on cocaine.
Okay, I've seen people doing it. Been on that for years and they end up being on drugs. Somebody died from it.
You have a friend who's died?
Yeah.
From addiction?
He was on cannabis for nearly 5 years, 6 years, and after that he went on drugs and he died from drugs.
And the drugs got hold of him?
Got hold of him. He was on the cannabis, that starts it all off.
And then he moved on to heavier drugs.
Heavier and heavier drugs, and that's it.
So you would say don't legalize cannabis. Just for medical reasons, because today they're rolling it out for medical reasons, for MS sufferers, for people with epilepsy, or people who are in extreme pain.
Yeah, it has to be straight by the doctor.
Yes, it will be legit.
Yeah, but not illegal to other people.
No, but should we just, you know, have shops like the way we have shops that sell cigarettes and shops that sell alcohol? Should we just legalize it? So many people are getting rich off selling marijuana across the nation.
Yeah, a lot of people are getting rich, and I wouldn't agree with that, in selling shops and all that. It's too dangerous.
I think that should be legalized. Personally, in Italy, because we are from Italy, and they did legalize, but the one with, I think, less THC. I mean, it's a type of marijuana, but it's less maybe powerful than the normal one that you would buy. For medical purposes. So, yeah, for medical purposes, definitely. I mean, we have an example of Netherlands and Amsterdam, and they legalize, and I mean, they could legalize just a small amount, maybe.
Yeah, I think it can be legalized and taxed, and the government will get money off them.
Wasting police time. Yeah, I think it's time to legalize it.
Yeah, there's definitely a benefit in legalizing it. Yeah, there's no point in having that stigmatization against it being a class A drug, or I know it's class C at the moment, but there's minimal. There's a lot of crime associated with the drug trafficking of cannabis, and therefore if they legalize it, that all of that's kind of gone, and they can tax it as well. It's a good form of taxation for the government as well.
I believe it should be legalized because it will reduce crime.
In your community, would you still get the smell of marijuana in the street? Would young people of all ages still smoke it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you would as well.
And what do you think?
I think it should be legalized even for the tax benefits, and you could put into legislation that the money could go towards schools or the hospitals so that it wouldn't be spent on other things.
You're young, would young people still smoke it?
Yes, a lot. A lot of people would.
And they know it's illegal?
Yeah.
So you're saying make it legal, get it organised?
Yeah, and they'd want to put in to law the different kind of thresholds for drivers as well. Put in like certain limits.
So like drug driving?
Yeah. And tougher sentences as well for those who are selling on the black market.
Do you mind your taxes being spent on medical marijuana?
No, not at all. I think it's good for some people who need it, you know. Everyone needs the medicine they need, and that's it.
And did you smoke ever?
I did. I still do.
And what do you like about it?
I don't know anymore. I don't. I want to give it up, actually, to tell you the truth.
Could you give it up?
Could I? Oh, yes, I think I could. Yeah.
And roughly how old are you?
I'm nearly 40.
Well, nearly 40.
Nearly 40.
How much would you smoke?
Not that much. Maybe 3 grams a week.
So just a little.
Which is not a lot.
You would like to see it legalised for the whole population?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I don't think it'd really do any harm. I think other countries have done it and they've had success with it, so.
Do you ever see a link between marijuana and crime that perhaps you are
only because it's illegal? If it wasn't illegal, well then it wouldn't be a crime. I think the fact that it's illegal brings it into the criminal world. If it wasn't illegal, it probably wouldn't be part of the criminal world.
Oh, 100%. Like, I know plenty of kids that were in a lot of pain, it would help. I know a lot of kids with mental health issues, you know, that kind of thing would help balance out tempers, explosions, stuff like that. Like, obviously, circumstance, everything in moderation, but yeah, I would definitely be in agreement with it.
So, legalise it. At the moment, it's being legalised for medical reasons,
yeah.
But you're saying legalise it so you could sell it in a shop like a mobile phone?
Well, it'd be no harm. Like, I do know a lot of kids where they mightn't. When it's done in a medical sense, it's extremely beneficial. Like, I've watched documentaries on it. It's very, very beneficial. Medical-wise, I would be quite in agreement with it, 100%.
I looked up research on this before. It can bring on schizophrenia in young people. So I don't think would be a good thing. You know, early onset schizophrenia. So I don't think that would be a good idea.